The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
We are back with the twats and we have Melissa on. You guys need to make sure that you go over to On Display with Melissa Gorga to hear the first part of this podcast because it is a juicy
one. It was starting to heat up when we stopped with your podcast. Now, we had Jacqueline on about a week ago. She had a lot to say about you. And, you know,
a week. Wasn't that like a month ago?
No,
why does it feel like 6 years ago?
But, you know, you text me before I could text you because we've been friends for a long time.
Right.
And I have to admit, I felt a little dirty after it, and especially since I just saw you in Vegas and did an event with you. And Eddie and I both love you and Joe. I felt like a lot was said.
There was definitely a lot said. It was a whole podcast on Bash Melissa, not from you two, but just a lot of questions that would lure her in. And with her, I mean, my question to you guys is like,
what
why do you
lure
think,
her in? How, what did we say?
Lure her in. Like, I just thought you knew. You're saying you didn't know the background. She had been going on other podcasts.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Any platform she can get on to just say negative things about me. Now, this is my question to you. Jacqueline has not been on TV for a very, very long time. I have no connections with her, haven't texted her, haven't talked to her, don't follow her on Instagram, know nothing about what's going on in her life. Why do you think, like, what do you think triggered her to suddenly come out and just start calling me names and calling me a manipulator?
Clearly seeing, she was on Teresa's podcast after she saw Teresa in Vegas. To me, that's not even a question.
No, well, but she did it before she even went to Vegas, right? I don't know about your podcast.
Let me ask you a question. Have you talked to Jacqueline? Where is this? You say she's bashing you. Where is this coming from? Do you know?
I have zero idea. So I know you have known her as long as I have. I haven't seen her since the day she left the show. She left very abruptly. She hated Teresa. She hated me. She never wanted to see us again. I understood her and Teresa's fight. They fought hard. You know, she used to accuse Joe Giudice of, you know, banging the secretary and this and that. And her and Teresa used to go at it hard. Her and I, we didn't really have that. It was like when Teresa and I made up, that's when Jacqueline just got really insecure about something. I don't even know what it was, but she decided she hated me as well. I don't know if she thought that meant that I suddenly was going to be Team Teresa or something and not be friends with her as well. She just lost it on me. I, to this day, really never had a major argument with Jacqueline. Like, I can't say to you guys, you know what, this is what happened on the show, and I did this to her, and then nothing. There's zero. I didn't do anything to her on the show. So I, to this day, don't know what pissed her off back then, and I don't know what's pissing her off 8 years later right now. I don't follow her. I don't talk to her. I've never mentioned her name. Zero. So
you're completely blindsided by all of this. Well,
I'm blindsided by it all. I don't get it. And I'm not engaging in it because to me it's pointless. And I have enough going on with like real life of my own and what I'm dealing with on my current cast. So for me to dive in and start, you know, really diving in with Jacqueline and figuring that out would just be pointless to me and make this is too much talk about it, if I'm being honest.
Well,
I was actually going to say
I could truly give two shits about Jacqueline and what she said, because I have so many questions about Jersey and what's going on between you and Teresa and
okay,
all
great.
The
Let's
shit.
Just go beautiful.
There. I don't want to give any more attention to somebody that we can't watch what happens on camera. Like, to me, like, if
There'll
we can't
no
see any resolution, it's not of interest to me to talk about. So,
amen. Amen. Okay, moving on. Moving on.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's ZYN.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Let's just go right into the first fan question. You're going to hate me for this, but I have to ask.
Go ahead.
Do you worry that where your relationship stands with Teresa, it's going to affect your place on the show?
It possibly could. Of course it could. I think they can get to a point where they say, I don't know how we're going to put these two in a room anymore. Or they're going to put us in a room and say, don't speak to each other. We don't care. Right. I mean, of course. Yeah. But I don't really think I have to get through the reunion first. And I think that's the way the producers are thinking as well right now. And executives, they want to get through the reunion.
I don't think that the show can go on without either. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Without either one of you.
I want both. And to be perfectly honest, I also want Joe.
We want resolution.
I don't necessarily need resolution. I don't know that there is resolution on all issues. But I can say that I thought this last episode, there was a part of healing that was coming. And then once that conversation happened between Teresa and her daughters and Louie, it all shifted.
Right.
Like, I really thought you guys were in a place where it was going to happen, which I wonder, is that what's going to keep happening? We're going to keep believing that there's going to be a resolution and then it's just going to whack us back into reality? Or what is the issue?
Well, on the episode tonight, Gia actually says in her confessional that everything was fine. Like, from the time Teresa came home from prison, she was good with us. Like, she was fine. She was at our shore house constantly. She was bringing whoever she was dating around. We were meeting people. She was hanging out with us. Like, she was fine. And Gia literally says on her confessional tonight that we were all at the shore house. We were all happy. And it changed when Louie came around. So I don't know what it is about Louie that made it change, or if it was Teresa just feeling like, listen, don't need you guys anymore. I'm going to keep it moving, because deep down inside, she'd never really wanted this relationship, but she was just kind of stuck with it being her only family. I mean, I don't really know the full reasoning. I think no matter what the excuse is, it sucks and it's sad, because when you have zero other family, then it's like kind of crazy not to at least semi hold on to the little bit that you have just for holidays and for birthdays and just for like regular things. What I said in that text message, the first episode, I meant, which was like, let's keep the peace. Let's not go to lunch. That's silly. We don't really want to go to lunch. Why are we going to go to lunch? Like, we don't want to be together at lunch, but let's be in the same room. Let's reminisce sometimes when we need to. Let's do what we have to do, but we don't need to go to lunch. And I meant that. So I don't know. I don't know where it goes.
I feel like there's been a lot of leaked text messages. It's been happening between, you know, the two families.
Right.
Who's responsible for leaking those text messages?
Teresa and Louie. They gave them to a website that she talks to on the phone. She's been on the phone with this one website since 2012. She talks to them constantly. They're anti Melissa. They bash me all day long. So,
Real Housewives?
I think so. Yeah. She's been on the phone with her for years. So it's basically Teresa's story. It's basically Teresa tweeting. It's basically Teresa talking. It's always been.
I personally do not like leaked text messages.
I mean, I don't like it either. Bravo doesn't like it either. Nobody likes it.
I mean, I love them. They've done great for me.
No, I think that the person that leaks
the leaked text messages prove nothing except for more of my point, which was we're not doing this for the show. We're doing this in real life, whether the show is running or not. We're not going to suddenly show up to your 50th birthday on an island with five of your closest friends when you just said you're not close to me. You don't even want me in the wedding. It makes zero sense. We know that there's an ulterior motive there, and it's fine. I'm not even nailing her to the cross for it. I'm just like, I'm not coming.
But a question, just because I have to play devil's advocate the same way I did when Jacqueline was on. Do you think that no matter how much you were there for Teresa's daughters while she was in prison, using it to prove a point negates what you did for them? Like, can you see that at all?
Who used it to prove a point? I didn't.
Was that you on your, didn't on the podcast, you said that we put food on the table.
Okay, that is so taken out of context. You have to listen to the whole entire podcast. What I said with that was that when Teresa went to jail for the first 6 months, she did not speak to me or her brother. She didn't write to us. She refused to put Joe on the list. He called her the morning she was leaving, and she basically hung up on him and said, "You're the reason I'm going to jail." Facts. He was insulted. 6 months, no contact. She wanted to start using my attorney because she thought I was doing well. She reached out. My attorney called me 6 months in and said to me, "Are you okay with me starting to work with Teresa? Because I really am a criminal attorney, even though I'm doing some entertainment stuff." And I said, "You know what? I never want to hold you back from, this is a high profile case. It's my sister-in-law. If she needs you, do it. Go ahead, Jim, do it." So I then started to share my attorney with her. And at that point, he started talking sense into her, I guess. And the Teresa Checks In show was being pitched and being brought up. It was going to be in the making. It was for Joe Giudice and the girls. She then, at that point, 6 months later, put her brother on the list because he needed to come visit her on Teresa Checks In. So vice versa. Excuse me, say that again.
Did he get paid?
Of course, we all got paid, right. But no one got paid like Teresa got paid. We got, like, you know, you're getting appearance fee, of course.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
we were. But my point of that is, who cares? He would have seen her the first day. She wouldn't put him on the list. The only reason she put him on the list was because it was going to benefit her. He was going to come see her on the show, and she was then going to get paid for her coming to see it. So everything you guys hear is always twisting the narrative, and I'm really getting sick of it. So I need to correct it, because that's not the truth. And the truth is, the second she put him on the list, he came to visit her. She started working with my attorney, who was softening things and making her like see the light that she went to jail for certain reasons that have nothing to do with anybody but herself and her husband. Right. Then she loosened up a little bit, and then she allowed me to have the kids. So that really was from like it started in, I want to say, in like July. And I went to my photos from 2015. That's the whole year she was away. I have a ton of photos at ice cream with the girls on my boat, like from the second she allowed me to have them the whole entire summer. They were at my home. So it's just all bullshit. It's a fake narrative. It's always twisting and turning, because it's easy to use that as a crutch to say that we're opportunists because she was on the show first. And it's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's just, it's an easy way out for her. Look at you. You fall into it half the time. It's an easy way out for her. It's an easy way out.
Well, no, I mean, we all get it. We're friends with so-and-so because we want to continue being on the show, or because we want to do that. Well, yeah. That part I think is total BS. And that's what I called Jacqueline on. I said, listen, I think they're both people have been in the wrong. Both parties have done things that are mistakes. But I think we are starting to see a side of you this season that is speaking up for yourself.
Yeah.
For the first time and since I've been watching.
Yeah. You're in a very bad position.
What you're
100%, because it's like your husband, then your sister-in-law, and then you don't want to piss your husband off, and you don't want to, you know, it's a bad position overall.
It is. It's a really bad position. You know, and especially when you finally want to tell the truth, it makes it worse.
Who's holding the bigger grudge? Is it Teresa or is it Joe? Like, how can you guys not move forward?
I think both. Right now, I think Teresa is. I don't know. Between the two of them, I can't tell. I really can't tell. They both are really pissed off, both of them.
And I know on your podcast, we were talking a little bit about Tom Sandoval and kind of like some of his narcissistic traits and whatnot, alleged narcissistic traits. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Louis is doing a control of power and trying to remove Teresa from the people in her life so that he has all the control?
I mean, he has a lot of exes that have been spreading a lot of rumors about him and saying a lot of things about him. Every single thing they have said is basically what we're seeing. Everything. And he is, you know, we were told for the last 2 years that this man is a narcissist, what he's going to do, how he's going to control it. And we're just kind of watching it all play out. It's at this point, it's none of my business. She's a big girl and it's on her to deal with this. You know, Joe and I kept our minds really, we kept it open in the beginning. You see, when he first came on, we had open doors for him. He was at my shore house. I had him with my family. My brother-in-laws were cutting his hair. Because my brother-in-law's a barber. We would like go and get like, you know, haircuts in my basement. It was like, we let him in.
We also see him in scene as if you were saying.
Coaching her to be better, to make peace. But coaching her. While also bringing the girls in. I see both sides here. I see him calming her in ways, but I also see him stirring the shit.
I also give you mad respect for having your children removed from the table.
Yeah.
While you're talking about their aunt.
Thank you. It's just one of those things where I'm not interested in it. I don't care about the show. I don't care about ratings. I don't care about anything when it comes to having them look stupid or silly or disrespectful.
Situations like that is, to me, I've never felt like it was. Yeah. You recently said on an interview, maybe it was your podcast, that there is people trying to dig into your personal life.
Right.
Is this something that's going to be shown on the show?
I'm trying to think what part.
Trying to tear apart your and Joe's marriage at some point.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Majorly. Like, majorly.
Is it somebody that's currently on the show doing that?
Yes.
Is it Jen Aiden?
I can't answer any more questions. This feels, what's that game? What's that game? Yeah. Sounds
does,
like.
Does it start with a T?
Unbelievable. I mean, listen.
It's Ben Aiden.
Listen, you can see I'm in a position here. It's definitely a spot where you need to get to the end and then see how you feel about everything. I'm not saying I'm 100% right in anything. I never was. For, you know, I take accountability for what I am as well. You know, I never blame our relationship on one person. That's not who I am. I own up to whatever I've done. But certain things are just unforgivable and are take a lot more time to get past than just like a, hey, I'm sorry.
Is this one of your most stressful seasons out of the how many years?
I would say this one, yes, along with season 3, 100%. The first one and this one definitely. What season are we in? 13 and 3.
Does it bother you? Like, I mean, like sometimes I've had in the past 13 years seasons that have like just bothered me so bad that like my insides were just turning.
It's affecting your mental health.
It's affecting my mental health. It's affecting my marriage. It's affecting my children. Is that a season that you've had or are you able to push it aside?
No, I think that it's not. No, I'm not like that, because if that was the case, then I mean, if I would have done something to someone and caused pain to someone like this, then I would be stressed. But it's happening. It didn't affect. And, you know, I can't really say much more. But no, I'm not stressed out like that. I think it's more of a sad season. I think it's a lot of, it's not even the season what you're watching. It's the outside of the show shit that's going on that I'm like, we don't get paid for all of this extra. Like, what is everyone doing? Sit down, enjoy your children, like go to the water park, find your real friends, whoever they may be, and get the f- off Twitter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even the show. I can handle the show because whatever I said or did on the show, I wanted to say it and I own it.
Oh, it's the off camera stuff. That's really
it's the off camera stuff that I'm like, and it's just you're making so much extra work. You're dividing the cast. It makes no sense. It feels amateur to me. And I just.
Who do you think the biggest shitster on the cast is?
Jen Aiden. It's either Jen Aiden or Margaret. Margaret shitsters in a different way. Jen Aiden is more of a sneaky. She's a sneaky shitster. She's behind the scenes.
As Michelle would say, sneaky link.
She's a sneaky link.
I feel like Margaret pushes storyline. I don't feel like she's necessarily a shit stirrer.
But I don't get but here's the difference though. And I like Margaret, but I'm not getting a lot of Margaret's personal story. That's my issue. I don't mind, and I've said this before, I want shit stirrers. Believe me, I am a shit stirrer. I love a shit stirrer, but I have to know what's personally going on in your life that it's affecting you for me to relate to you as a shit stirrer.
Right.
And if you're not opening up that side. So right now, Margaret's doing an excellent job of shit stirring.
Maybe she doesn't have a lot going on in her life.
Her life's perfect. So she just has to stir up other people's shit.
I mean, I get some, there's seasons where you don't have a lot going on, right? And then there's seasons where you do. It depends what's actually going on in that 4 months of you filming. You might be actually like at a calm point in life where there's nothing crazy going on. And, right. And it sucks if that's when the cameras go up.
So you better be moving storyline.
So she moves storyline. Exactly. She compensates. Yeah. She does compensate for that way. I
think she's a great
There's
host.
A big difference between a snake and kind of like a story stirrer.
Yeah. I enjoy Margaret. I think the show would be failing without her, but I think
she's a mover.
I also wanted to ask about Jen Fessler because I have a real issue with the theatrics. Tamara does not. I just feel like it's so over the top. Is that who she is?
It is. It is. It's not. I know what you're saying.
And she stole your sandwich. And I was like, I need a sandwich. I need another sandwich. I was like, is she bullshitting me right now?
Like, no, she's dead serious.
COVID. No one's sharing sandwiches right now.
No, listen to me. You will grow to love her if you don't
I
know.
I love her.
She is a little comic relief that we definitely need for the show. She says things that are kind of out of whack when we're all like in the depth. And you know when your ears hurt from sometimes when you watch the Bravo shows or the Housewives, do your ears hurt once in a while? Because you're like, I just hear yelling. I don't even know what these women are saying. And she's the one that'll just be like, she'll make it stop and like regroup, which we need sometimes. So I appreciate her for that. I'll tell you that because when it starts.
What is your favorite newbie on the show?
I was going to ask the same thing.
I mean, I'm closest with Rachel. Just our kids are friends. Her and Gino. Gino and Jaden are really good friends. They go to school together. She lives in town by me. She's a little, you know, she's great. I like Rachel.
Tamara says that I have her walk, that she has my walk. And I'm a little bit upset. Well, because it's that means there's multiple bad walkers of us out there. But I, have you ever noticed Rachel's
walk? Oh, does she do the wobble?
Yes!
Teddy, I used to, wait, just so you know, Teddy, I used to do the wobble. And my sisters and my husband and everyone used to get on me and say, you're walking like a duck. You're walking like a duck all the time. So I started to pay attention to the fact that I was walking like a duck. And I don't do it anymore. So and I swear if you focus.
We have tried.
I'm uncoachable.
We've tried. At BravoCon, we tried to coach her to walk. Even Brandi Glanville, who's a model, tried to coach her. And she did well. And then she got on stage like a truck driver.
I can't do it.
She's got like cement in her shoes.
I can't help it, you guys. It's who I am. And you know what? It's who Rachel is apparently too. And there's some other bad walkers out there.
I need to see anybody steal your walk.
But Rachel, if you're going to do my walk, please don't do it with low-rise Frankie B jeans. That's all I've got to say.
Oh my God, Frankie B jeans. Do you remember Frankie B jeans?
Yeah.
Teddy. No, but do you remember Frankie B jeans?
Yes.
Everyone wanted my ass in Frankie B jeans. Just saying. Bad walk or not.
All right. So just so you know, low rise are coming back in. They're all over my store and I don't want anything to do with them.
No, I am not. Mine are like, my jeans are like to my tits right now. If they could get higher, I would have.
I'm short waisted. So I like them on my
No,
hip.
But once you pull them up skin tight over the belly button, you can't go back.
Have a long butt. I have a bubble butt. I like them to be shorter and boom. I don't want a long butt.
Oh, my God.
I have love handles, and they don't need to be held on to right below my Frankie B's.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Melissa, we appreciate you coming on. We know we're out of time. My final question is, I know this has been asked a million times. Do you truly not believe there's any room for any reconciliation between you guys and Teresa?
I would never say never, because that to me feels... I can't even like let that I don't want to say never. No, I always hope that a brother and sister can get back together and that cousins can spend Christmas together. I'll always hope that.
Oh, well, that makes me happy then, because
yeah. Are the cousins seeing each other now?
I don't think they see each other a lot. They're both in different high schools and who's in college, and they don't see a lot of each other, but I know they Snapchat and they talk back and forth.
All right. Well, we appreciate you wish you guys the best. And, you know, we're saying you're only as good as last week's episode. So we may say shit and you'll hate us for a week, but you'll probably like us again the next week.
All or good. Not. All good. Do you think, girls?
All that.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.